Many bars and restaurants in the Midwest face an unprecedented crisis. After being ordered by some states to close due to coronavirus fears, the shutdown came as bars were preparing for big crowds on St. Patrick's Day. WOSU's Nick Evans reports for Side Effects Public Media from Columbus, Ohio, where Ohio State University has some 60,000 students.
At the South Village Grill, manager Drew DeBoard tried to decide whether to call that night's reservations. She seemed a bit shocked that her restaurant was closing.
On a scale of 1 to 10, a 10. Nothing like this has ever happened in my lifetime. We live in a world where these types of emergencies aren't real. This is the stuff you see on movies. It's pretty crazy. I have goosebumps just saying it out loud.
Governor Mike DeWine insists that drastic action is necessary to stop the spread of COVID-19. In a press conference Sunday, he hearkened back to the differing responses of St. Louis and Philadelphia during the 1918 influenza outbreak. St. Louis took drastic action to close down public events. Philadelphia held a parade. When it was all said and done, the death rate in Philadelphia was double the rate in St. Louis. DeWine acknowledged these steps are going to be hard for restaurant and bar workers.
Look, this is brutally tough, and I my heart goes out to them. But we have to do what we have to do to save their lives, and not just their lives, but the lives of others. And our goal is for us to get through this.
According to the Ohio Restaurant Association, the industry employed more than 500,000 people last year. That's 10% of the state's workforce. In a statement, Association President John Barker said, quote, "It's important we're all in this together, so restaurants are here now and after the crisis." The Chamber of Commerce applauded the governor as well, saying decisive action now will allow the state to return to normal sooner. But Lisa Dublin, a bartender at Highbeck Tavern, was frustrated and angry.
It's pretty shocking. I'm rarely speechless, but today would be one of the first times that I am speechless. The whole thing seems a bit extreme, to be honest.
And without a clear idea of how long this will last, she says her concerns just pile up on top of one another.
How to pay rent, how to feed myself, how to do all of those things. I mean, I'm a career bartender. I'm a cash girl. I don't have a 401k and all kinds of backup that people that do normal jobs have.
Up the street, Luke and Annie Pierce felt like the rug was being pulled out from under them. The couple opened their bar Lawbird just 4 months ago.
We're torn, right? We're small business owners that our livelihood just got stripped out of our hands, but again, to slow the spread of this thing, no one knows the magnitude that it could be.
Annie said the decision means they're no longer in limbo. Still, she said it's hard to prepare when there's so much they don't know.
We have ideas and programs that we've already started to put in place to cover a few weeks worth of, you know, missing work or lost product or things like that. It's the question of what does it look like if, God forbid, this is 6 weeks. I have no answer or idea for that.
At the press conference announcing Sunday's order, DeWine's administration promised to make it easier for people who find themselves out of work to make unemployment claims quickly. The state will also look to the federal government to make low-interest loans available to companies around the state impacted by the order. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Nick Evans.